Father, thank you for what you've done. God, we do not know the effect of things until some time has passed. And God, maybe those things will be made manifest and we'll see that you've done a work. But God, I know that people fight against the work of God. They don't want the work of God done in their life. But God, I ask and I pray that you would do it anyways. God, would you bless this assembly here tonight and help Peter in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do pray. Amen.
Amen. So as I said to you guys earlier, we're going to be talking about honoring your father and your mother and what that means. Because God gave me a little bit more understanding on that today because Timmy had told me a story. So I looked into it a little bit and then he gave me understanding because I looked into it. So we're just going to start where he first ever gives the command, Exodus 20. This is just going to show a difference between these two. If it seems like it takes me a while to get to the verses, because it is going to take me a while to get to the verses. Exodus 20, verse 12, which we've all heard it before. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. It says when you honor them, it's a promise he gives you. You'll be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So we're just going to go to Deuteronomy real quick just to compare the differences between these two words. Or between these two. They're the same thing, but there's a slight difference.
Deuteronomy 20.
Deuteronomy 5. Did I say Deuteronomy 20?
No, you just said Deuteronomy.
Okay, good. Go. Deuteronomy 5, 16. Honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. So that was right over there in Exodus. That thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So there's a slight difference between those verses. One just says it's, let me turn back there so I can quote it exactly. I should have kept my finger there, but, you know, I'm going to use all the excuses in the book, which there's no excuses in this book. So, 20 and 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So it's the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So then 5 and 16, honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that the days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Are things not going well in your life? You could be dishonoring your father and your mother. There's just something that looks, like I say, it's not. It might not be that. It could be something completely different. But I'm going to show later on in here how when it talks about loving your neighbor, that's also referring to your father and your mother. Because I was one of those people that would say, the Bible says honor your father and your mother. It doesn't say love them. Right, Gracie? I've said that before. And I used to. But that's what God revealed to me today. That it says love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
And it says all the rest of the commandments are in there. With those two, the one where you honor God and love thy neighbor as thyself. So the rest of the commandments, which honor thy father and thy mother, is in there. Let's go to Micah 7. We're just going to go through. I don't know why I have Micah here. I had it here. I know it mentions honor. I just looked up most of the times that it mentioned children with their father and their mother and children with honoring. Or honoring your father and your mother. If someone just passed it right before Nahum, get there. Micah 7. And we're going to go to verse 6. So verse 6. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. So you're dishonoring your father and your mother. And what does that make you? You become an enemy in the man's house. Are you an enemy of your parents right now? Because you're dishonoring them? Are you? Well, change that. There's ways to honor them. Which, you know what? I'm going to go into something that I thought I was going to say at the end, but I'm going to go into it now. We're going to go into traditions real quick. So let's go to Matthew 15. This is going to be Jesus Christ talking about what the Pharisees and them do. So 15, we're going to go verse 1 through 6. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answered and said unto them, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God none effect by your tradition." You know what that's saying? He's doing stuff for his parents, but he's not honoring them. And you know what the scribes and Pharisees say? They free him from death. That's the freedom he gave to them, that they're giving to that person. It says it, where's the verse here? Prophet, he shall be free. But it says, if he curses father or mother, let him die the death. I'm not trying to boast here or anything, but I don't know many people who gave more to their parents than I did as a lost person. But I hated my parents. I did not care if they died or anything. I was not honoring them. But I was doing things that people thought was bringing profit to them, because I would do things for them. I would give them money, but I was not showing them honor. I was cruel to them. And I did curse them. I did. And it says, I should have died a death. It says that. But men made me free by traditions, because, oh, look at how he's treating his parents. But that's not honoring your parents. Yes, you should do things for your parents. You should obey them. We will get into that. You should obey them because God calls that right and good. We'll look into that right after this. But we will go to Mark 7, which is just the same thing, exact same verse, but God says it twice, so we'll read it twice. 7:9, Mark 7:9-13. Am I in the right place? I believe so. Yes. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them full well, ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own traditions. I read the wrong one. Hey, I was tired when I wrote it, so let me find it here.
Can't imagine why.
Verse 10?
Yes. I just... hey, look. We're going to 13, not 9. That's what I did wrong. No, that's fine. For Moses, so I didn't write it down wrong, just so everyone knows. I just read it wrong. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. Thou mightest be profited. So what they're doing to bring profit to their parents, they think, that gain, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of making the word of God of none effect, through your traditions which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. So right there, they're saying he shall be free. They're freeing him from that death. Because it talks about, in Leviticus, talks about an Israelitish woman. I read this last night, but it talks about an Israelitish woman, and she has a son who's the son of an Egyptian man, and he blasphemes God, brings dishonor to his parents, and they take him outside of the camp and stone him. But what they're saying here, if he was with the Pharisees and he worked hard and the parents gained profit from him, he brought in money, things, did things for them, they would have made him free from that. It says, he shall be free. Because that's what confused me. I'm like, at first when I was reading, I was like, what does it mean? How can he be free when he's not doing what he's supposed to do? But that's what it's referring to. He shall be free. That's what they do. They make him free from death. Let's go to Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So it says it's the first commandment with promise. But right there it said, for this is right. God views it as right when you obey your parents. You're not a child of disobedience at that point, because you're obeying your parents, and God considers it right. And he actually goes on to say more about it if we go to Colossians 3:20. If I can find it. I'll have you all know, this is for everybody, myself included, because as far as I know, every one of us has had or have a father and a mother. If you don't, really weird. So Colossians 6:20. Or 3:20, sorry. I read the Ephesians before, but we'll go Ephesians 3:20. Will make more sense if we try to read there. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. So not only is it right, but it's well-pleasing to the Lord when you obey your parents. Do you want to please the Lord? Obey your parents. Josh, do you want to please the Lord? Obey your parents. I mean, you got married because you obeyed your parents. Now let's go to Matthew 19. Now we're going to start jumping into the love thy neighbor part. Matthew 19. It's going to be Matthew 19:19. This is the rich young ruler, I believe. Yes, Jesus is telling him what to do. Because he asked him, what can I do to be saved? Or I believe that's how it says it roughly. I could read up before and actually give you correct context, so I'll just do that. Why not? And behold, one came and said unto him, Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Okay, that's how he said it. That he may have eternal life. And it says in 19, Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So we start to see where they come together. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Because after this, God really doesn't mention it. The honor thy father, or Jesus doesn't mention it. He always mentions the love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the one he starts quoting after this to those around him when they start asking him, what is the greatest commandment? Most important one. And Jesus gives them two, which we'll go to Matthew 22. And it's going to be verse 39. Don't try to go to Matthew 39. It doesn't exist. Matthew 22, verse 39. So, I'll go back up and just get a little bit of context where they ask him, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So when it's referring to thy neighbor, that would be your father and your mother. So when I used to say things like, it doesn't say love your father and your mother, I was wrong. Because it does. Because it says it, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Say amen, Gracie. Mark 12. Let's go there. Aren't you glad you picked tonight to show up? Mark 12. Then we're going to go to 30. It's just going to be this back and forth.
Peter, what verse did you say?
Mark 12, and it's going to start at verse 30. This is just Jesus answering them again with that stuff. It's just going through these stories. I'm just going to read it because they put it down multiple times. I'll start at 29. And Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is here, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely, this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. So as we said earlier, with the traditions of bringing profit to your parents, it says loving your neighbor as yourself is greater than any sacrifice you can offer. Any burnt offering or sacrifice, and sacrifices. So it's not just either or, it's and, so it's both. It's better than both of them combined. Now, let's get a little understanding of more of what is a neighbor. So let's go to Luke 10. Bet you're all glad I wrote these down in order. At least I am. It makes it easier on me. Luke 10. We're going to go to verse 33. We're going to read the story of the Good Samaritan. Yeah. Luke 10. We'll start at verse 30. Just for context there. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? So right here, he's going to answer, and Jesus is going to agree with him, which one was the neighbor? He's going to give a definition of why he's the neighbor. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. So, if you're supposed to have love thy neighbor as thyself, what does it say here for a neighbor? You show mercy to them. What is mercy? Who is it that has that good definition of mercy, Pastor, that we know? Someone has a good one that we quote often.
I'm not sure why it's not clicking.
Yeah, it's not for me either. But it's when you're being spared from those things that you deserve. I showed mercy. So you may have a parent who you think doesn't deserve your love. But God says, show mercy.
You know, Peter, that's a pretty broad stroke for this crowd.
It was for me. Amen. I thought it for many, many years. I was that child that thought, I didn't learn anything from my parents. They taught me not what not to do. But I look back. No, they taught me what to do. They taught me things. Let's go to Romans 13. Don't worry, we should only have 3 more references after.
Do you share Romans 13?
Yes, I did. My apologies, I'm not speaking. I can speak more clearly if y'all need.
We need it.
Yeah. Romans 13:9. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and in there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Have you bore false witness against your parents? Said things that are unjust, Joss? I only say that to you because you're the only one that I've ever truly talked to. Just those little things you used to do. Well, you see, my mother did this, and it wasn't your mother's fault. Like, we were late because my mother had to tie her shoes. It's not a big deal, but that's false witness. Because that's not the exact truth. You're trying to lead people astray with that. I say that just because you live with me, so I know that about you. I would call other people out if they lived with me, but Zane's not here. Then let's go to verse 10, which is to say about love here. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Love fulfills the law. Why do you think God thinks it's a right thing? Why do you think it's well-pleasing when you obey your parents and everything? Let's go to Galatians. Galatians 5. Now, right here, I don't got a fancy little word written next to it, so I'm not sure exactly. I'm assuming it has something to do with love again. Normally I write, like, on Exodus, I wrote long land.
Where'd you say,
please? Galatians 5. Long land don't make any sense to you guys, but it makes sense to me. Galatians 5, 13. Ready? This is safe, folks. Gracie, listen. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You said at liberty? I am. So it says I need to fulfill the law in that. Finally, let's go to James. I also did not put a tag on here. I'm assuming, I figured that'll stand out to me when I get there. So hopefully it does, or we're just going to read James and y'all can say amen. That was the greatest verse you ever read. Thank you. James 2, verse 8. This will be the final one. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, if you're doing that, it says this, if you're doing that, so if you're living right, walking in the spirit, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. So if you're obeying the law of God, you will love your neighbor as yourself, as thyself, it says.
Right. Good.
So you will love your parents. As yourself, which, I mean, who do we love more?
Jesus. Myself.
Yeah, you can't, Timmy. I mean, the amount of time you spend in front of a mirror, you can't say that.
No man ever yet
ate. Well, that's all I have. Josh, would you close this in prayer? Oh, sorry, go on.
Can I
choose
a false testimony?
Yes, you can. I'm going to put this closer to you. Do you want me off? I'll turn it off.
During the October meeting, when we were doing the prayer thing, Tim was praising God for his parents. And I got angry. I was like, I don't have that. And then I was having a conversation with Ford about Trevor having voices to come off the mountain. And I was like, I don't have voices to come off the mountain. It's like, I grew up with angry, bitter parents. And so that was the same day our heater went down. And whenever our heat goes out, I was like, okay, what have I done now to anger God? And on the way home, I realized, God's like, you're wrong, because you did have voices, because your mom, in her broken state, knew to send you to the local church. Even if she never went with you, she knew to send you there. So when all went wrong in my life, I had a place to go back to.
Amen.
And God's like, you did have voices. You had the law of your mother, because she knew, and everything else, she set you back there. So you can praise me, because your mom did something right.
Amen.
And that was when everything changed for that October meeting for me. Because, and then when I got home, our heater should have not been fixed, because he told us we could not get parts for our heater. He had our heater fixed in an hour. He had the parts. And it was over with. And it was all because I realized I can praise him. Because I had a mother that did that for me.
Amen.
So.
Thank you. I'll take it away from you now. You must have this. That is wonderful.
Tomorrow night, everybody stay home. Get some rest.